From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Good Morgan.
Good morning. I actually got to watch that song right too.
You did.
I just didn't yell it from
the other
room.
You didn't yell it from the other room?
No.
You should whenever you get it right.
But I knew it.
You knew it. Yeah.
But see, sometimes when you have your headphones on, you're not going to hear me anyway.
Well,
I say
true.
All sorts of things.
There's a lot of stuff I don't want to hear, I think. But that's most any day. Hey, I wanted to take this opportunity to say happy birthday tomorrow.
Oh.
To Morgan, your birthday is tomorrow.
It is.
And we're not going to be able to wish you a happy birthday on the air, so we'll do it today.
Happy birthday.
To you.
To me.
Anyway, any special plans? Anything big?
Christmasing.
Christmasing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to do that at my house, too. You should see my house. The packages come, like, at 6 o'clock in the morning. Every day, I go to the door at like 6:15, 6:30 to make sure that nobody's stealing anything off my porch in the dark.
You know, that's never happened, but I don't remember.
To take it out of the air. I don't want it to happen.
Post people coming.
I don't want anybody coming to my porch.
No, but you know, I have that at Nextdoor app
in
my neighborhood or just in the town.
Yeah.
Man, it's all over the place.
It's huge.
Yes.
It's 1 in 12 packages actually get stolen, they say.
Wow.
Yeah. The police department is starting to put together a little thing with Amazon. I read this yesterday, where they're actually going to deliver fake boxes, get them stolen. They got GPSs in them.
Nice.
Catch those damn thieves.
Interesting.
Anyway, happy birthday to you tomorrow.
Why, thank you, sir.
Maybe I'll take you to lunch today. That would be novel. Me doing something for you. Wouldn't that be novel?
I don't see any donuts here.
I couldn't leave. I had to make sure that I got the packages this morning.
That's okay.
See?
All right.
I'm on porch alert, man. Porch alert. Who needs Ring when you got me? All right. What's going on?
I can't wait till live PD comes to your town.
Yeah, right? See, that's the scary part. When live PD comes to your town, you know you're screwed.
That's true.
I mean, that's the bad part.
Yeah. And you'll be on the porch with your, bat.
Well,
or
I'll have my phone.
That's
the deal, because every one of them, I don't smoke or I'd have a cigarette.
Of course.
When I watch live PD, the first thing they do when they come over and start to talk to them is they light up a cigarette.
Yes.
They're going to get handcuffed. We're going to detain you.
They like to light a cigarette right before they're handcuffed, too.
I know. It's like, what the hell?
Yes.
It's like, well, hold on a second there, officer. Let me put this thing out.
Miley Cyrus was on The Tonight Show last night.
Aye.
So
why?
I really don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
But she and Jimmy Fallon faced off in a new Name That Song challenge. So they went head-to-head trying to guess a random song as the show's band, The Roots.
Love The Roots, by the way.
God, they're awesome.
They are awesome.
So they played it. They play songs one instrument at a time, layering it together as it slowly becomes clear.
I've not seen this game. I need to stay up later, I think.
I need to record the late-night stuff.
You know, if they would play like songs and they play them at different tempos, I think also with different instruments, I think people would have a hard time figuring out what they are. I mean, you got to do something. I mean, Jimmy Fallon knows his biz when it comes to songs. You know, Miley, you know, come on. She sings songs. She should know songs.
Well, he knows that he's also, he's very talented. The guy
sing. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's talented.
He's talented.
Sure.
All right, so.
Especially when he's been drinking. Did I say that out loud?
I wonder if he's still a lush. I haven't heard him.
Have you heard him going to rehab?
No. All right, so here's the trouble about last night.
Oh, okay.
The funny thing last night is that Miley didn't recognize her own song. Party in the USA.
I would recognize that song. That was a huge song for her.
It was in 2009.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And so she didn't even.
It actually took her an embarrassingly long time to recognize a tune. The Roots covered it brilliantly.
Yeah.
And so Jimmy, it took you that long to get that one?
Oh, my gosh.
He went on to say, I wish I had a number one song they could play.
Yeah, right? Right? I wonder if she ended up winning the whole round or not.
Was that in the teddy bear years? Maybe that's why she
didn't. 2009, she was just coming off Hannah Montana.
Oh.
Party in the USA, I think, I mean, is probably one of her biggest hits of all time.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, no, huge.
She still had longer hair, didn't she?
Yeah, it was before she... Well, she has longer hair now, or she has weaves. I don't know what she's got. But she looks back to normal now.
Back to Norman.
Yeah, back to Norm.
The funny thing is that 2009 just kind of seems like yesterday.
Yeah, but it was 9 years ago. I know. Almost 10.
But of course, the 90s seemed like yesterday.
Yeah, right?
Well, some people are just hard to shop for.
Hmm.
Well, never fear.
Okay.
Your gift guide is here.
Yes, because I've got those on my list.
Kim Kardashian's holiday gift guide.
Wait a minute. I don't have any of those on my list.
A list from her app
God.
Filled with treats that will make anyone smile.
Really? It'll make us smile. I don't know if anybody else will smile. All right,
Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. I love being able to spend time with my family and friends and pamper them with gifts.
So she said on her app, you too can be like a Kardashian sister.
You too.
With her,
like
with a sister. With her picks, including luxurious beauty products, selfie-ready phone cases.
Oh, yes, of course.
Pretty luggage for your next family vacay. Mm. Silk robes and everything else you need to make your special someone feel like they're living the Kardashian lifestyle. Now, it doesn't mention butt fillers or butt pads. It doesn't mention
Botox injections.
Botox.
Yeah.
Lip kits.
She doesn't do the lip kits.
But well,
lip
true.
Kits, because that's little sister's biz. Yes. But she does her KWW brand of cosmetics and things. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't see an airbrusher in there. And an editing package for your selfies.
Or your cloud space to hold your selfies.
Yeah, so, well, that's true.
Yeah, it's cloud storage.
God, how much cloud storage does she have?
You can imagine. She probably owns half of Amazon.
Probably.
That's how much cloud storage she needs.
Jeepers.
Yeah, I would think.
Jeeper creepers.
Yeah. Well, there you go. If you're looking for that hard-to-get gift, for that hard-to-please person on your
list.
By golly, you might want to download Kim's app and find something for them right there.
Part of me wants to download the app just to see what the hoopla is about.
You should do that.
But I don't want to be one of the numbers saying, oh, look, there's another one. There's another victim.
Or give them your email and then you're stuck for life.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, by the way, we ran out of time to talk about Halle Berry today. So, and our apologies to hashtag Halle Berry. But, hey, listen, have a happy birthday weekend. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.